Welcome to the Young and Ambitious podcast, a podcast for ambitious young people who want to master their mindset, launch a business, and make their dream life. I'm your host, Nika Molini. I am the positivity boss and Gen Z's personal growth coach. I help young people get clear on their goals and design a life they love through working on their mindset and implementing successful personal growth strategies. Let's get right into it. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Young and Ambitious podcast. Today, we have Ava Metrick here with us, who is a girl with a podcast and a dream.
Woohoo.
Thank you so much for being here.
No, thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to, you know, dive into the conversation.
Awesome. So to get started, like, tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Yeah. I mean, how in depth? Like, do you want some background stories? Do you want, like, you know, what I'm currently doing?
Sure. So tell us about what you're currently doing, and then we'll get into your background a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. So what I'm currently doing is, I started out with this podcast called Mentors, but now all of a sudden it's becoming a media company, called, you know, got to change up the name a little bit. So Mentors Media, we're going to be having articles and video series, and again, more podcasts. And then we're going to be having a service where we can pair up mentors with people who are in need of mentoring. And for a while, it's going to be a free service, but probably maybe some money in the future. But honestly, I kind of like to keep things for free. And not only that, I have an internship with Molly Kane. She's the director of innovation for Homeland Security. And together, we're building a women empowerment or women in entrepreneurship foundation or website. And it's all, I don't want to give too much away because we're in the beginnings of building it. But it's called Glass Heel. If you want to start looking it up and see what we're doing, I'm extremely excited for it. And then, I mean, for the kids stuff, I'm 17. So, you know, I still have the school. I swim and I play rugby.
I like how you called it the kids stuff. You're like, outside of being the super cool entrepreneur, I'm also just a kid.
Well, that's honestly how I take life, because to me, it's not as much of an excuse, because a lot of people, well, I'm just a kid. And well, I know I'm a kid, but because I'm a kid, I know I can do a lot of things still. So like while having, I guess it feels weird to say my own media company, but while having my own media company, I can have, you know, this crazy internship where it's not even an internship. It's an apprenticeship. I'm building something and being mentored by someone along the way. I'm not working for her, I'm working with her. It's amazing. But then, yeah, of course, on the side, I still have school I have to get to. I still have homework I don't do. and miraculously, I play sports, and it's a pretty crazy time, but it's a pretty fun time.
That is very, very awesome. So, I mean, tell us more about, you know, your journey. Like, how did all this begin for you?
Yeah, well, the interesting thing is I was semi-pushed into this, all of this. You know, if you notice, as you grow, your parents also grow alongside you. Especially being the first child, I was the test kid. I was, you know, let's see what happens. Like, see what Ava does and how she reacts, and maybe that'll deem if we're good or bad at doing these things. So my dad was a middle school teacher, and then he started doing high school teaching around the time he had the idea for the innovation class. Right? It was the entrepreneurial mindset, and it was, you know, school is bad. This educational system is bad. We need to fix it. And so when he's getting these ideas, of course, he's going to impose them on the firstborn. And he's like, Ava, you should, you know, like 4-hour work week, TED Talks, you know, podcasts, books. He's like, you should read these. You should listen to these. You should watch these. And being a resentful middle schooler, I was like, no, because you're my dad and you told me to. I'm not going to, you know. So I got really angry and frustrated. But also at the same time, I was a very deep thinker. So it was kind of really dumb of me. Because on one end, I had an answer that I wasn't taking. And in the background, I was very fearful of the future that I wasn't, you know, taking a hold of. And so that basically, that kind of angst and whatnot built up to one day where my dad, it was like two or three years ago, my dad just, you know, made me sit down. He goes, you're going to read this book. You're going to read just a section of it. And it was Tim Ferriss 4-Hour Workweek. So he pulls out a passage and he's like, you're going to read this. And I have to sit down. I have to read it. And, you know, I'm a little annoyed still being an immature kid. And as I keep reading it, I'm like, wow, like this is some really cool stuff. And I get really interested in this. But of course, my dad's like, how was it? I was like, you know, he was dumb. Yeah. You know? And I was like, it's dumb, but it doesn't mean anything. But, you know, I go down to my room and I was like, that was so cool. I want to learn more. And so I just start, you know, devouring knowledge and listening to the things, reading things, watching things and taking things kind of as a weird rebellious independentness of like, haha, I'm doing it on my own. Again, it was just like a weird, weird tick I had. But that really developed into who I am today because of all, you know, that foundation of knowledge. And then at one point it has to be implemented, right? So I enter in my dad's class, which is kind of weird because he's your teacher and he's your dad. And, you know, the class is known for like kids actually doing something amazing. So, you know, like the pressure was never put on me, but the pressure was on in my own mind. And I was freaking out. I was like, I don't know what to do. I'm really scared. Like I've been trying things and I've been failing at it. Like, you know, what's my project? What am I going to do? And, but you know, that takes me to a 7-hour car drive with my dad to one of his speaking gigs. And over the radio, I hear this celebrity gossip, some sort, something that Kanye said. And I get kind of like, I get mad. I was like, this is so stupid. This is so stupid. And I'm like, why do people care about this? And they go, why do kids care about this? Like, it doesn't help them. And, you know, I start to slow down my speech and I'm like, oh my, wait a minute. I'm like, Dad, like kids don't have any mentors. Like this, kids don't grow up with someone who cares about them. It's all self-promotional. And I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, Dad, wait. You know, I started to freak out. I was like, I could do a podcast and I could, you know, I could have mentors on that could actually teach this generation and we would actually have some great role models to learn from and life wouldn't suck. Because this is why life sucks right now. Everyone listens to this person instead of the person who's making a difference in the world and is bettering it. And my dad was like, that's a great idea. And I didn't implement on it. I never did it. Until another epiphany entirely, where I realized the potential of what I could do and what it could be, and how impactful that could be to me and everyone around me. And I thought, I absolutely have to do this because it was like a couple months after that, you know, that first idea. And after that moment, which I vividly remember, I immediately got to work and, you know, gathered guests, you know, started recording podcasts, and they were awful, but I did it anyway, even though I was scared and, you know. But, you know, that kind of brings me up to today because, you know, all this podcast work. And after that, I wanted to expand and I wanted to create more content. I wanted to do bigger things and I wanted to really build something that was valuable and meaningful. And I'm continuing to do so every day. And that was in the course of like 2 years, 1 year. Life goes so fast.
Wow. So it all started with Kanye.
Yeah.
So funny.
Definitely did.
That is awesome. And I mean, like, what have you learned about yourself in this process? Like going from, you know, like a regular kid to starting a podcast, I'm sure there were some challenges along the way. So like, what kind of challenges did you go through and what did you learn?
Yeah. Okay. Well, there's two questions in that. So like, what did I learn about myself? And then, you know, what did I, you know, the challenges I faced and I'll go with the challenges first because that's always fun to talk about. There was a good amount of obstacles. Like, you know, it's always the first wall you hit. You go, what am I going to do? You know, that was actually number one because for the longest time, I couldn't figure out, you know, what was that thing going to be? And the thing is like, I don't know if anyone else out here in your audience does this when they're trying to find an idea, but they keep like hitting their head on the wall and they go, what is it? What's it going to be? What's it going to be? What's it going to be? And they never stop to think about it because you're all bustled up over the question that you never look for the answer. I never looked for the answer. The answer simply came to me as it probably would with anyone else, you know? So I think the first thing is the first lesson I learned is like, you know, stop banging your head against the wall, asking yourself one question, ask the question once and look for it, deliberately look for it. And then after that, it was the speaking, it was the finding guests. I didn't know how to do that. I was like, I don't know how to network. I don't know how to, you know, coax people to talk to a 16-year-old girl about life. And, so gathering the guests, this is a pretty fun time. And after that, it became like comfortability and then recording. But that all comes in time, you know. You get more comfortable with, you know, with strangers and talking to people and, you know, making up questions on the spot, which is, I absolutely think it's so much fun doing. It's an extreme sport if you think about it. And then after that, the biggest challenge, I think, it's going to be a total cliche, but the biggest challenge I faced was myself. There was definitely a time in me working on all these things where I thought it was humble of me to deliberately beat the ever-living crap out of myself every day. And that's not humility. That was one of the bigger lessons I learned. That's not humility. That's never humility. Humility is being selfless to people, not thinking of yourself less. I thought I was an awful person. I thought, you know, I'm nothing because I didn't do any work today. Or, you know, like you're stupid and awful because you didn't do this or you didn't do that, or you did this or you did that. And I was my biggest obstacle, and I'd be really sad and upset with myself, and I wouldn't want to work. It didn't my beating myself up didn't motivate me to do better. It just, you know, slowly dragged me down. And, you know, I had to realize, hey, you know, you gotta be nice. You gotta be nice to Ava. You gotta, you know, lift her up a little bit. So after I started viewing myself in more of a positive light, in my own mind, that catalyzed things, because you give yourself the freedom to be you. Not a lot of people do that. When you give yourself that freedom, it makes the whole world a difference.
Right. And how did you start to do that?
Allowing yourself to be yourself?
Yeah. Like, what type of tips would you have for someone that's going through that?
Yeah. I think, you know, first and foremost, if you did what I did and you beat yourself up because you thought, you know, like the worthlessness or, you know, what you're doing is actually nothing, you have to realize that this is the beginning of something. You definitely need to take a step back and have some real awareness of yourself in a positive light. There's a lot of different perspectives you can take things. You know, blind optimism is not a good stance. Saying everything's going to be great and it's going to be amazing and fine and woohoo. Don't do that. Don't do that, because it's not all sunshine and rainbows, but don't be completely down to the dumps, I guess, and say, you know, nothing matters in this world and nothing's permanent and everything will pass. You know, make your life worth something while you're here. But it's that middle road of going, it's going to get better, but I know it's going to be a challenge, but I have the willpower to do it. Is definitely a great mindset to build. But then at the same time, you have to look at yourself and go, this isn't healthy. What, you know, you look yourself in the mirror, you go, what I'm doing is not good. You need to be nice to you. And then as soon as you deliberately, and again, for some people, it's a lot more deliberate than others, but when you force yourself, I guess, at times to, you know, compliment yourself or say, hey, that was good. You did this today, and that's a good thing. You allow yourself to, you know, to open up with yourself, which is a weird concept, but I've seen it a lot in other people. So you force that you force the compliments, and you have that slow build. And then after a while, it just becomes a little more natural. Oh my gosh, you wrote this blog today. You did that. That's amazing. That's, you know, another check mark in the book. Or you did this, you did that, that's amazing. And then slowly but surely, you'll start to build much more of a positive but also realistic vision of yourself. Because there is, again, that fine balance of saying, I'm good, but I can always be better. Don't consistently focus on the better. Be present in the now. Understand that you are good right now, but also understand that you can be great in the next day if you build yourself up to the next day, if that makes a lot any sense.
That makes a lot of sense. And that was really beautifully said, actually. So thank you so much. Along those lines, what keeps you motivated day to day?
Wow. I think several external factors keep me motivated, because there's external and there's internal. Externally, I have my family. that's rooting for me and also poking me. Ava, like, why haven't you done this yet? Oh, I'm sorry. Because, you know, they're on top of me sometimes, but they also are very laid back and they let me do and they let me fail and grow. And it's nice, but I always know that they're cheering me on and they want to see me succeed. So that's an external factor. You know, this might not be everyone, but I am absolutely blessed with, you know, with friends that care. Because especially when you're young, the entrepreneurial realm is difficult because once you start doing something meaningful, people will make fun of you because you're doing something good and they're not, and it's jealousy and it's stupid, but they'll make fun of you and you'll lose friends. And I mean, I lost friends, but I also gained ones that truly supported me and cared. So I have those people backing me up. Another external factor is LinkedIn. I was actually freaking out the other day because I was looking at, you know, the stats and the likes and the views. And I was like, oh my gosh, you know, people are watching and they're caring and I have to, you know, keep producing content or I need to keep doing this and that because, you know, this matters now is another external factor. But, also sports. You know, I play rugby and I swim and also lift weights. And I have to say, that keeps me pretty much sane. That keeps me like on a great stability, working out 2-6 hours a day. It's so nice. I don't know if a lot of people have time for it, but it's so nice to have that. But internally, my motivations would be helping the people, you know, depression, anxiety, isolation are some huge factors in Generation Z and in millennials. And I've kind of done a good amount of, you know, digging around, and there's a pretty good reason for it too. And I want to help change that because I can't say I'm going to fix your anxiety or I can't say I'm going to fix your depression, but I can say, let me show you how life can be amazing. I can say, hey, it doesn't have to be this way. Let me show you how, or, sometimes you can't be there, or you say, here's some things that can show you how, if you take the advice, if you go that direction. And internally, I want to see what I can do. You have people that say like, you know, you're going to do the great things. And I go, well, what great things am I going to do? And they go, I don't know. And do you know? I don't know. And I want to see what I can do and where I can go and how I can develop as a person, because honestly, I'm fully aware that I know nothing. And I will probably know nothing for the rest of my life. I think it was like Einstein who understood only 2% of the universe. All of us are, you know, way below that. But I want to have that personal growth and I want to help others grow along, you know, with me or above me and past me.
Wow. You're so mature for your age. So awesome. Okay, cool. And then the last question is, what advice would you give your younger self?
Oh, my younger self. Okay. Okay. I think, because, you know, especially my dad told me this, And I didn't believe him. And sometimes I don't believe it now, but more and more I'm starting to see it. You know, if I would have gone to especially my 7th grade, 8th grade self, you know, patting little Ava on the back and going, it's okay. Trust this. Trust the process. It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. And having that comfort there, because especially in middle school and in a little bit of high school, there's a lot of fear. A lot of fear because I didn't know where I was going. I didn't have any direction. I was like, you know, I don't even have a college picked out, you know, or I don't even know what I want my career to be. And that scared me because all I knew is that I just wanted to be happy and fulfilled. And I didn't know what that would look like. But to know that I'm achieving it now because I just allowed myself to go with this flow of learning and building skills. I think would have comforted and calmed down the younger Ava and probably would have excelled me further, or just saying, hey, 7th grade Ava, you know, you should like document yourself. You should watch, you know, record yourself right now. I would give so much to see seventh grade Ava, like, you know, talk about how she's feeling in Center Grove, you know, at the middle school. Would have been amazing. So yeah, documenting, saying trust the process, and understanding it's gonna be okay.
That's beautiful. And I think a lot of us would give the same kind of advice to our younger selves that are all freaked out about what we're doing. Although I think in seventh grade, I was just hanging out being a kid, but.
But I can't believe you. It's a great time.
Yeah, it is a great time. Although getting older isn't a bad thing either.
No, getting older. Well, I mean, first off, I got my driver's license a couple months ago. Wow. A game changer. It's been so amazing. So getting older does have its perks, but having that youth and caring about, you know, some silly things, it's so fun to look back on.
Awesome. Well, yeah, if people want to learn more about you, where can they find you?
Yeah, I'm on a couple different platforms. Twitter, Ava_Wetrick. Same with, well, Instagram, Ava Grace Wetrick. Grace is my middle name. Then LinkedIn, also Ava Wetrick. My podcast is Mentors with a Z, for Generation Z. And we're about to launch our website. That'll be under Mentors. I think that's all the places you can find me.
Okay, awesome. I think I'm following you on Instagram, actually. I just went and looked you up. Okay, cool. Well, thank you so much for being here and for all of the awesome advice that you shared with us. And yeah, thank you again for coming on. I absolutely loved it.
You made me think, and I absolutely love moments like that.
Aw, awesome. Well, yeah, thank you again, and we will see everyone next time.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Young and Ambitious podcast. If you enjoyed it, please consider leaving us a review on iTunes. It really helps us get this out there and impacting more lives. Now, make sure to also take a screenshot and tag @NeethiMoini and @ThePositivityBoss on your podcast. And make sure to join the Young Bosses Collective Facebook group, where we have a community of young, ambitious people all supporting each other. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I will see you next time. Bye.